And welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. This week was a solo episode where I was talking all about recurring revenue. If you missed Monday's show, as always, go back, take a listen. You will find the link to it in the show notes. This week, I was reflecting on what recurring revenue is, how it fits in my business, and what the heck it's got to do with personal branding. Recurring revenue often gets a bit of a bad rap because it is linked to this whole passive income and get rich quick scammy vibes. And I've always steered clear of it, to be fair, for a long time. But then a chance meeting with Lisa Johnson in a bar in London, as these things happen, and I got to understand it a bit better, and I got to understand the differences between the scammy get rich quick schemes and how it can actually be a genuine income stream. Lisa has helped, I think, thousands now of founders to add recurring revenue income streams to their businesses, and it's been a bit of a game changer for us too. Some of the ways that we have recurring revenue in our business, or I have as a personal income stream, are things like books. So I've got my three books. Every day, pretty much, they sell across different formats and they are bringing some revenue in. Now, let's be honest here. You can't just bash out a book and be making loads of money from it. You have to write the thing and you have to go through the process to make it worthy of being purchased lots of times. So there's a lot of work that goes into writing a book. But once it's done, it is done. And you're able to benefit from those royalties. And it is a great example of a recurring revenue income stream. Other ways that we have recurring revenue within the business include online courses. We have two at the time of recording, but we'll have a couple more added to our website very shortly. So at the moment, we've got a course around how to win awards, and it's great. It does well. It's got loads of brilliant resources that sit alongside it that basically make it super easy for anyone wanting to enter and hopefully win an award can watch the course and use the resources, and it's going to make it easier for them to get through that process, save time, and put a better entry together. So we sell that. We also have the Moja Profile Playbook, which is a course that will help people to work out how to position themselves, and some really great activities around personal branding in that. So those are the two courses we've got on the website at the moment, and we will have more soon. Now again, similar to books, you've got to put the effort in to create those in the first place. But once they exist, you might have to do the odd update if it's something that's time sensitive or an industry where things change. But once they're done, they are done, and they can be set up where people can just purchase them at any time and you just get an alert that says someone's bought it. Awesome. Other things that we've got is we have LinkedIn resources. So I think we've got four now on the website. The resources will help people with different aspects of LinkedIn. Again, another example of where someone will purchase the resource and we get the alert to say someone has bought that. My final one is affiliate links. People that know me will know that I don't promote anything. I'm very selective. It has to be things that I've experienced myself that I know are good, because if you promote something that either you don't know too much about or you haven't used or it's not aligned in some way, then that's going to damage your own brand and your own reputation. So things that I've been an affiliate for include Atomicon, which is a fantastic conference held here in the Northeast each year. I've spoken at it a couple of times. The team have attended. I think it's brilliant. I love the fact that people come from all over the world to this fantastic conference. And I've even had the organizers, Andrew and Pete, on this show talking about how they make it so successful. So having been, I know that that is good and I'm very happy to promote their conference. Another thing I love promoting is Score App, which is the quiz that you will always find a link to in the show notes for this very show. Score App is a brilliant piece of tech that enables you to create quizzes that end up generating leads for your business. We use it all the time. We get leads from it every single day, and we use it in all sorts of places. It's on the website, we use it in our socials. I have usually got a link to it in any talk that I do. So it is super helpful for getting people to complete the scorecard. We get their details and then we're able to contact them if they request a call and or pop them onto our mailing list. So brilliant lead generator. And then when the opportunity came up for me to invest in Score App, obviously I took that. So I'm now an angel investor and an affiliate as well. I'm constantly promoting it. So if you want a Score App referral code, please hit me up. Very, very easy ones to do. And then finally, at the moment, I am an affiliate for Lisa Johnson's program. At the time of this podcast coming out, it has also been the week that Lisa has been doing her free four-day challenge, Race to Recurring Revenue. This show comes out on the Thursday, which will be the final day of the show. So if you're listening to it in real time, it's probably not too late for you to go back and get involved. If you are listening after Thursday, it might be that you want to join her webinar and learn a little bit more about what recurring revenue is and how it might work for your business. So my take action this week is totally going to be to get caught up on the free challenge or join the webinar. We'll pop a link to it in the show notes. It is absolutely worth spending a bit of time getting involved in that world and understanding how it can fit you and your business. And I know people that have jobs that will create a bit of a side hustle, maybe selling something on Etsy or all sorts of different things. People have done everything. And what I think is really great about these challenges is they're very high energy groups, so lots of enthusiasm. But also people are sharing their ideas. So you get to see what other people are doing. And sometimes that's all you need to just have a bit of a light bulb moment as to something that is going to work for you and your business. So I would say get involved if it's not too late. And perhaps if it is, you might want to get on the wait list for next time. But that is going to have to be the take action for this week. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll catch you on the show on Monday.